Greetings, friends and listeners. May you be blessed by today's program as we lift our voices to declare, souls are crying, men are dying. We must do all we can at any cost to win the lost while there is still time and liberty. The message you will hear today, Will the Real Christian Please Stand Up?, is a clarion call of the Holy Spirit, and it came forth under a heavy, burning anointing. And I pray you will be touched by the same anointing as you hear this word of the Lord today. And I'll be back to tell you how to order our message, Will the Real Christian Please Stand Up?
One of the reasons why Jesus was anointed, and I'm quoting now from Psalm 45 and I think verse 9 in Hebrews, the first chapter, I think somewhere in Hebrews, the first chapter. One of the reasons why God anointed Jesus is because he loved righteousness and hated iniquity. See, people don't understand that there is such a thing as hating ungodliness. Real Christians hate sin. Now, see, where some people get messed up is they hate sinners. We're not talking about hating sinners. God doesn't hate sinners. He loves sinners, but he hates their sin because their sin will drag them to hell. Their sin is going to cause them to be alienated from him forever. God doesn't hate sinners, but he hates the sin. No, God does not hate homosexuals, but he hates homosexuality. He hates it so much he wiped two cities off the face of the earth because of that sin. Amen? God hates adultery because he sees that it destroys families, and he says that it cheats him out of a godly seed. That's what he said in Malachi, the second chapter. I hate divorce. He says, why have you done this? You're cheating me out of a godly seed. You have dealt treacherously with your wives. Amen? God hates these things. He hates the shedding of innocent blood. God hates abortion. Amen? But God forgives those who have fallen into this. God loves them. He forgives them. It's not the unpardonable sin, folks. And homosexuality is not the unpardonable sin. In fact, Paul said in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and such were some of you. But now you're washed. But now you're sanctified. But now you're justified by the blood of Jesus. Oh, what can wash away my sin? No matter what the sin is, the blood of Jesus, he's able to save to the utmost. He's able to cleanse everyone that comes to him by Christ Jesus. You condemn the guilty. Today it's just the opposite. They condemn the innocent and they let the guilty off. We've seen it. We have watched on television. We've been glued to TV watching court cases of famous people that the evidence was so overwhelming. And we watched these people get off and people cheer. And later on, once they're past being able to be, you know, double jeopardy, you can't try them the second time once they get off, they admit to their guilt. Because that's the day we live in. If you're a celebrity, people will forgive you things. Because people are, like I said, people are celebrity crazy and celebrity conscious in this world, okay? So we don't do those things. We do not exploit people just because they're poor or they're fatherless or they live with single mothers or they're orphans, people that cannot defend themselves, amen? We defend the weak, the fatherless, and the poor. In fact, the Bible teaches us that that's what real Christians do. James said in James 1:27, true religion, true Christianity and undefiled is to help the poor, the motherless, the widows, the orphans. That's true Christianity. Amen. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Now, saints, most of you are excited and you jumped up, most of you more than once, to say, I'm a real Christian. And you got all enthusiastic and you're all happy. But I gotta warn you, real Christians are hated. Real Christians are persecuted. Amen? Turn in Proverbs, the 29th chapter. There's a lot of verses we could go to, but we'll just go to a few. 29:25. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Oh, many will seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord. Verse 27. An unjust man, an unrighteous man, is an abomination to the just. And he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. How many think that's pretty clear? Amen? First of all, the fear of man brings a snare. You've got to make up your mind that if you're going to stand up for Jesus and truth and righteousness, you're going to have a lot of people come against you. But you cannot be snared by the fear of man. Why will you fear the face of clay that can do nothing to you? The worst they can do is put you in jail. The worst they can do maybe is kill you. But what about standing before the judge of all heaven and earth, who can put you in hell or let you in his heaven? There's no man that has the keys to hell, death and the grave, but Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Don't fear the face of man. Don't let yourself be intimidated. Get ready, because your judgment comes from the Lord. There's no man, there's no congressman, senator, president, vice president, governor, mayor, counselor, no one, judge, no one that is going to give you your final judgment. God himself alone will. We know that there's thousands of innocent people sitting in jail. We know that. That's a fact. They've gotten thousands out through DNA that have been sitting there for 20 years. And now, because DNA has gotten to the place where they can prove or disprove. And that's just a drop in the bucket, the ones they've gotten out. There's thousands sitting there, and some of them will never get out of jail, and they're innocent. And while the real perpetrator is walking around, probably doing it again and again and again, but one day we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of God, and we're all going to give an account for what we've done on this earth. Amen. And we're all going to stand before him. And he said, he who knew the master's will and did it not shall be beaten with many stripes. Do you know what that means? That means that hell is horrible and terrible as it is. And you can't even begin to understand how horrendous hell is. And let me tell you something. It's not temporary. It's forever and ever. And as awful as it is, there are degrees of judgment and punishment in hell, because those who knew the way, those who knew the truth, and they erred from it, they're going to have a greater judgment. God's talking to some people here today. And for those of you who take a stand for Christ, get ready. You are an abomination to the righteous. You know, I wrote a little letter to the editor a couple weeks ago about this whole same-sex marriage thing. And the Sun put it in the paper. And they put it on their website. Now, the website, they put the whole article. The paper, they cut out three or four things that I said. I don't know if they did it for room or they didn't like what I said. But on the website, because I emailed, I did it both. I mailed hard copy and I emailed. They did put it on there. Well, you know, the website's open for instantaneous comments. And some of the comments, I mean, I expect people who are for same-sex marriage, I expect them to argue their cases. But the viciousness, I mean, they don't know me. They don't know who I am. The viciousness, the hatred in their voice, in their words, and the way they said it, where I was like, my God, if they could actually face me, they'd probably spit in my face. Get ready. If you stand up for righteousness, you're going to be an abomination. You are an abomination to the unrighteous, and your righteousness rubs them the wrong way. So get ready for it. Amen. Jesus said in 1 John 3:13, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Don't be surprised, but rather expect it. Get ready for it. He said, if you were of this world, the world would love you, because the world loves its own. In fact, he said that in John chapter 15, verse 18. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. You're in good company. He said, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Did the world hate Jesus? They tried to stone him three times. And they did finally crucify him. And you know, the time that he raised Lazarus from the dead, a true, bona fide, absolute, over-the-top miracle. Someone who had been dead for 4 days and was stinking, already rotting because they didn't embalm him. And when word got everywhere that this man, Lazarus, because he was well known because he had money, was raised from the dead, do you know that the enemies of Jesus wanted to kill Lazarus? They wanted to kill Lazarus because he was walking proof and evidence that Jesus was a miracle worker. And we know that one of them actually got a revelation and said, we know no man can do these miracles except God be with him. Amen. Amen. They hated Jesus. They're going to hate you. Why did they hate Jesus? Why? John 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because, here's the whole reason, this is it, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light. There you got it. Hates the light. Neither will come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he that does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. It boils down to this. People that do not want to do the truth are not going to come to the light. And if you're a light shining, you reprove them, you convict them, you remind them all the time that they're not right with God. And because they're not ready to get right and get rid of their sin, they don't want anything to do with you. And they are going to persecute you and turn on you. When you let your light shine, get ready. Jesus said you will be rejected, ridiculed, and reviled of all men. All men. Isn't that right? And especially when you start preaching Jesus Christ, you can even talk about God as long as it's a generic God. You might even get away with saying Buddha. You might get away with saying Allah. But if you say Jesus Christ, if you stand up as a real Christian and say Jesus Christ, you better get ready, because you're going to be persecuted. Jesus said in Matthew 5th chapter, he didn't sugarcoat it. He said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. He said, when you are righteous, listen what he said, when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Now, if you're a real Christian and they talk about you and say all these evil things about you, they're going to be false. And you're going to take it for Jesus' sake. You know it's no point in you trying to defend yourself. You're going to take it for Jesus' sake. Amen?
Amen. What a sin-busting, devil-chasing message. Will the real Christian please stand up? It's time for everyone who names the name of the Lord to depart from iniquity. If you're not living right, don't call yourself a Christian and get out of the church until you're ready to walk the talk. It's time for Christian celebrities to lay down their titles and take up their towels of humility and wash the feet of the saints and serve the body of Christ. It's time for the righteous of this generation who stand in God's holy hill behind the pulpits and lecterns of Christianity to purify their hearts and cleanse their hands. And it's time for all of us to prepare ourselves for the onslaught of religious, especially anti-Christian persecution that is being unleashed in our nation and will only increase as perilous times are here. If you are stirred by this clarion call of the Holy Spirit and you want to hear this message again and or share it with others, request offer number SK162 and send a love gift of $10 or more to support this radio ministry and help us keep the message, messages like this, will the real Christian please stand up, on the air. Send $10 or more to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203, and request offer number SK162. Or if you prefer, go online and order at www.rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Remember, your love gift will help to keep messages like this on the radio. So order your copy today. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.